Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies, I'm here.
Hey, all right, Steve. Jeff's ready to rock this thing.
Bye-bye.
Get out. For those playing along at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which state's postal abbreviation is WA?
Washington.
Yeah. Video Killed the Radio Star was the debut music video on what channel?
MTV.
Yes. At most, how many Friday the 13th can there be in one calendar year?
Three,
yes. Which explorer led the first expedition to circumnavigate the world?
Columbus?
No.
What's their name? Lewis and Clark?
No.
Pass.
In what decade were Skittles introduced in the U.S.?
70s.
Yes. What do you call a group of 144 items?
Gross.
Yes. Which Christmas carol was the first song to ever be broadcast from space?
Jingle Bells.
That's the one. Dionysus was the Greek god of which type of alcohol?
Whiskey.
No.
Vodka.
No.
Rum.
No. The Thin White Duke was a nickname for what artist?
David Bowie.
That's him. Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
Milky Way.
You know it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. Oh my God. Steve is going to have cool. His work cut out for him.
I hope so.
Steve, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
I know it is, isn't it?
It always is.
Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
Which state's postal abbreviation is WA?
Washington.
Yeah. Video Killed the Radio Star was the debut music video on what channel?
That would be MTV.
Yes. At most, how many Friday the 13th can there be in one calendar year?
3.
Yes. Which explorer led the first expedition to circumnavigate the world?
Christopher Columbus.
No.
Michelangelo.
No.
Donatello.
No. In what decade were Skittles introduced in the U.S.?
Let's go 70s.
That's right. What do you call a group of 144 items?
A case?
No.
A gaggle?
No.
A boatload?
No. Which Christmas carol was the first song to ever be broadcast from space?
Let It Snow?
No.
Jingle Bells.
Yeah. Oh. Dionysus was the Greek god of which type of alcohol?
Tequila.
No.
Beer?
No.
Wine?
Yes. The Thin White Duke was a nickname for what artist?
Thin White Duke. Duke Ellington.
No.
I don't know. Frank Sinatra.
No.
Eminem.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that's a pretty good score, but Jeff got 8.
Wow.
Hey. 8-6. Nice work, Jeff.
Thanks. The new win streak begins. I'm at 1.
Congratulations on your one-game winning streak.
Let's see here. Neither of you knew that the explorer that led the first expedition to circumnavigate the world...
Americo
Vespucci. Vespucci. No, that, it's not that. Okay. It's Magellan.
Oh.
Magellan, of course. A group of 144 items. Our friend knew that it is a gross. And the Thin White Duke, he also knew. David Bowie's nickname.
Really?
One that you did not get to. Our galaxy is commonly known by what name?
The Milky Way.
Yeah. Nice job, Steve, on your six once again. And we'll have another opportunity to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you want to rock the hottest Thanksgiving shirt that has ever existed in the world.
Oh, I wore it yesterday.
It might be the only Thanksgiving shirt that exists in the world.
I was walking the streets of Puyallup. People were honking their horns, whistling at me. It's super hot.
It's the Daily Migs Show limited edition Thanksgiving shirt, and proceeds will be benefiting the Washington Food Coalition. So go get yourself one at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It is a very user-friendly system through the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message by keeping your eyes peeled for that little microphone icon. Steve, what is happening in the voice messages today?
Everyone wants to talk about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go to our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
On the corner, I was just wondering what you serve, Steve Migs, being a vegan, or your family being a vegan. What do you have for Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, brisket, of course.
Duh.
Yeah.
Listeners want to know.
Do they?
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, wait. Quick question, okay, Steve.
Here we go.
Are the marshmallows vegan marshmallows on your stupid candied yams?
Wow. Yes, they can be if you want them to be, or they don't have to be. I mean, obviously, they're not vegan then if they're, which is hilarious. That they're, but yes, yeah, you can get plant-based marshmallows.
Well, do they taste pretty much the same?
Yes, they do. Well, I realize that they go up. They're more flammable. I don't know how else to describe it. One time we did like a full vegan candied yams, and we put the vegan marshmallows on, and you put it in the oven, you had the whatever. And all of a sudden, like, you step away for a second, and I went back. I'm like, oh, my God, we're about to start a fire in our oven. Like, this is insane. And we were like, had to scrap it all off and then redo it. It was bad.
Have you done, like, the tofurkey or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I'll dabble now. I've had some meat here and there, but so I'm not, like, Mr. Strict Vegan. But I really don't care about turkey unless it's a turkey sandwich, like, the next day.
Yeah.
There's this thing called a... I don't know why, man. This person really doesn't want to know, do they?
They took the time out of their busy life to leave you a VM.
It's called a field roast celebration roast.
Ooh, a field roast.
And it's, if I could sell you guys on eating this, I feel like I should work in sales. And I'd be a top seller.
Because let's hear it.
There's no way. No, I can't. That's what I'm saying. If I was able to sell you on this to eat it, I think I'd be a pretty damn good salesperson.
So is it good?
It's fine. I mean, it's no, just...
Okay. It looks like a ham.
It's just fine. You're a plant-based meat substitute. I'm not going it's with the right amount of like gravy on it. It's delicious.
You're not no.
Here's the thing. All the pies, I eat a lot of those, you know, like a lot of the desserts, a lot of the sides.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's really not like a fantastic meat substitute for turkey.
Like, you know what pisses me off though is that a lot of people, there's a lot of turkey hate lately. And I just don't get that. Like the past like 5-6 years, everyone's like, turkey's not even the best part of Thanksgiving. Mr. Steve Migs said that, by the way.
I did. And I'm just tell me all the other times that you actually buy a turkey and cook it. In the course of a year, how many turkeys are you purchasing?
Can he smoke some turkey, I bet?
I do. Like, 3 or 4. But I would do it more often if people, like, would actually eat the turkey.
Yeah, but it's not like as if there's turkey is not available the rest of the year. Nobody's eating turkey outside of Thanksgiving for the most part.
For the most part, you're absolutely right. But I also feel like people are always complaining, like, oh, the turkey is always so dry, blah, blah, blah. Well, doing it the same way every single year and expecting different results is dumb. Like, try something new. Brine that thing. Deep fry it. Like, switch it up, people.
All right, here's another voice message about Thanksgiving.
My dad, he's always hated turkey. So ever since...
See? Everybody hates turkey, Danny.
That's what I'm saying.
So ever since we were little, he would just buy 10 pizzas. And that's what our Thanksgiving dinner has always been. It's pizza. Pizza, pizza, pizza. I love it so much. And yeah, we've kept it up. I'm 43 now, and we still order 10 pizzas every Thanksgiving.
10?
No turkey, no gravy, no candied yams, Steve.
Oh, I wouldn't have played it if I heard that much.
No candied yams.
All right, pizza or turkey for Thanksgiving. What would you prefer?
I mean turkey, because I only get it once a year, and I wish I could have more.
I like how you make it sound like as if we're the government's holding back turkey from us for the entire year, and they let us have one day to enjoy turkey.
It's the only time you can
have turkey tonight if you want.
I know, but there's something that's special about Thanksgiving and then the turkey for like 10 days after.
That's why I do agree that a turkey sandwich is top tier.
100%
salt, sandwich. Pepper.
Not even turkey sandwich, just regular turkey. You pull that out, you put it on there with some more gravy, and you just have that for the next 2 weeks. It's delicious.
I need to put a thing in my calendar, like in like August, and say, Danny, have you had turkey recently?
Yes.
If you love it so much, why aren't you having turkey in August?
Summer turkey.
Is it possible to talk about Thanksgiving food and you guys not argue about it?
Well, clearly no.
I feel like every time you even like try to talk about the best Thanksgiving food, you end up getting mad at each other and telling Steve that candied yams suck.
Well, what would make you think that we would do something like this?
That never has happened before.
Which, Taryn, Danny, you're wrong, by the way. The candy yams, they're so good. But yeah, no, can we just talk about your favorite dishes instead of fighting about it every time? I will drink the gravy because that is my favorite Thanksgiving dish. Put it all over my face. I want it all.
I click on those thumbnails.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I feel like we just inherently we like to argue. Everyone, yeah. Like even like when we were listening back to like our argument with the men's room about candy yams and about wearing a hoodie. And I just saw the thing online. It was like some wine company did a survey of the top 10 topics that people should avoid at Thanksgiving. And I'm like, I think this is why we argue about stupid stuff, because we don't want to talk about
the big ones.
Right. Because like they give off the list. And I'm looking at some of it. Like politics is top one. Yeah, the minute people start having an argument about politics, I'm so glad I have a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
I start playing on my phone. Money, I don't know why people are arguing over money, except for how much you have to spend to buy a crappy-ass turkey. Wow. Wow. Religion comes up. I like how they like one topic to avoid, their ex.
Oh, how dare you talk about your ex.
Whatever happened to that one girlfriend we all liked? With the new wife standing right there.
Right?
Who just looks like ready to shove that turkey leg up somewhere. Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
Apparently, we have a listener who wants to challenge one of us on the show to get a matching tattoo with them. And it's of a certain band. So which member of the show and which band are we even talking about?
Insane Clown Posse.
We're going to find out from the listener at 720.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I feel like we love to talk about tattoos on this show.
And we all have them.
We were recently chatting about ink.
I feel like it's tattoos, food, and pets.
Yep. Those are the big three.
That sums up our show.
Well, there was a listener that mentioned that she had gotten a Pearl Jam Stickman tattoo.
And where was that tattoo?
It was on her bikini line.
Yeah, buddy.
It was. But then, Migs, you had mentioned that you were hoping to get that tattoo, that you would get that tattoo if given the opportunity.
That's been one of those tattoos where I always keep meaning to do it, but something either comes up or I have another idea, but I've always been like, man, Pearl Jam is obviously one of my all-time favorite bands, and that is such an iconic symbol, and it's an easy one. And I think anyone who loves Pearl Jam knows the Stickman figure.
Well, we ended up getting a message from a listener named Nick. Nick is from Poulsbo, and he had a proposition for you.
He sent us a message that said, I'm also a huge Pearl Jam fan. Let's be honest, a fanboy, and I've always wanted the Stickman tattoo as well. Do you think it would be a cool thing if you got a Pearl Jam tat with a listener?
I think it would be cool. And we ended up getting Nick on the phone.
Oh,
right,
we got
now.
Nick.
Yeah, we did. Nick, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Nick?
Nothing, man. Like the message said, you know, I'm a huge, giant Pearl Jam fanboy just like you, and I've got some tattoos, and it's one of those ones where I've always been wanting to do it, so figure reach out to Migs and say, let's go get it, bud.
Let's get matching tattoos. And I have I ever met you, Nick?
We've actually met many times. Dude, actually, the first time we met was Peter Parker was playing a gig at a indoor skate park in Port Orchard.
Yes.
And my buddy ran that skate park at the time. And this was like early 2000s. So like, I mean, I've been following you around for the last 20 plus years. So.
Nick, I will never forget that show. I thought it was such a cool vibe to be playing at a skate park with all the graffiti skate park stuff going on all around us and kids skateboarding as well. I remember that show.
Oh, right on. Yeah, that was the first time we met. And we bumped into shows, actually, baseball, the Red Sox Mariners game this summer. I wouldn't play Beat Migs because my ADHD, but, you know, like I said, just keep running into each other.
Okay, so this isn't weird. I was going to say it would be weird to get a tattoo with a random person I've never met before, but, you know, we've met. We're homies.
You guys are basically best friends.
Yeah, let's get a matching tattoo. I would do it.
Let's do it.
So what is it about Pearl Jam? Like, what do you have a favorite record? Like, is there a song? Like, what made you such a big Pearl Jam fan?
So it all starts. So my parents are old hippies, right? So music has been a part of my life the entire time. And I'm fortunate enough to have an older sister, or unfortunate enough, depending on how you want to look at it, depends on the day. But one of the coolest things about her, so she's a couple years older than me. And so we moved to Washington to Puget Sound in November of 1990. And so she was a couple years older and she was just immersed into everything. I was 10 years old. Fast forward a couple years, Lollapalooza 92. She loves Pearl Jam, everything Seattle. Lollapalooza is playing at Kitsap County Fairgrounds, a few miles from my home. She's at that show. She calls up, says, hey, let me talk to Dad. I'm on the phone. What's going on? She's like, well, they're selling tickets to the gate for $10. Telling me she should come down here. I'm like, can I come? No, I don't want to babysit my little brother. So I missed out on Lollapalooza 92. But at the same time, like,
I would never speak to my sister again if that happened to me.
I tried. There's so many things. But I stole her her cassette of 10. Like, I used to steal her leather jacket, her Docs, her flannels. She's my first best friend, man. And because of her, I love Pearl Jam. And like I said earlier, with my ADHD, I don't stop talking. Music is that one thing in this world that I can put in my headphones and just let the music take some of that chaos away and just find a little bit of focus. And, you know, I mean, when Mike McCready starts hitting a solo, bro, like, there's nothing better.
No, you can't go wrong with McCready solos.
And Nick, out of curiosity, how many times have you seen Pearl Jam live?
Well, that's a whole nother story, too. I mean, I actually didn't even get to see them the first time until the Lightning Bolt tour. But I will never miss them again when they're in town and take some trips to go see them again. And, yeah, no, my kids are grown. I'm fortunate enough I had kids early, so my youngest one is now 19. So I get to spend all my money on me again.
So are they Pearl Jam fans as well?
Of course. Probably brainwashed.
All right, good. Good Raising parenting. Right. That's good parenting right there.
So, okay, so you, Steve, it sounds like you're down. Nick is obviously very down. So, Nick, I think we need to get a tattoo.
I'm all nervous, so Nick talks a lot. I don't know if I really want to do this. No, I'm kidding.
We need to get a tattoo artist on board. So what about this proposition, Nick? What if we give you until 9:30 when we do Checking In with the Rockaholics? If you can find us a tattoo artist, Migs will get a matching tattoo with you.
I'm on it. I guarantee you I got someone who's interested.
Oh, great. Now I absolutely have to get it.
Put up or shut up, Steve.
You know what, F it. I'll do it.
Yeah, Steve.
Okay, fine, you guys.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, if our new friend Nick finds a tattoo artist by 9:30.
What's happening? I feel like we're doing like the Amazing Race.
You're going to get a matching tattoo with Nick, which is rather impulsive, I would say.
I'll do it, though.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we would like to know from you, what is the most impulsive thing you have ever done? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and tell us about the most impulsive thing you have ever done, and we'll take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots.
Will you get one with us?
Maybe.
Oh!
What is the most impulsive thing you have ever done? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Laura is in Shelton this morning. Laura, what is the most impulsive thing you've ever done?
Hey, guys. How's it doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Woo!
What the hell was that?
Her radio blasting.
Damn.
Laura, what was the impulsive thing you did?
I jumped out of an airplane.
Oh.
So this is like a tandem situation where you're attached to somebody and you jumped out?
Yeah, it is. So I was at, I worked in community mental health at the time, and we were having one of our regular meetings, and I forget what the icebreaker question was, but my coworker and good friend that worked there mentioned that she was jumping out of a plane the next week and was like, you guys should totally do it. And I impulsively said, I'll do it. And so I did.
That's crazy. And it was would you do it again?
Absolutely. It was
good.
Most amazing experience.
Laura, did you get like a video or photos of yourself while you were free falling?
I got so many photos, and the whole time I'm just laughing so hard.
And did your friends have the same experience too? They liked it as well?
Yep, they did.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't.
I don't think I could do it.
No, there's not enough impulsive things. If you guys were like, we're going, I'm like, you guys have fun.
Enjoy
it. Yeah.
Especially impulsive. Like, I can see like that being like a life goal. Like, hey, I'm going to eventually skydive or, you know, but just doing it like, hey, you want to go? Yeah, let's go.
To be honest, I think the only way I could do it was impulsively, like that day. Like somehow I just got caught up in the moment. But if you give me several hours to stew on it, even like go to bed and wake up the next day, I think I would convince myself not to do it.
I don't know if I'm a skydiver either. I have gone bungee jumping and I loved that. But skydiving, that might be too impulsive for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so good. I'm glad we're not going to do that. We can agree on something finally.
Finally.
Somebody just said, my girlfriend and I went to a Silvertips game and they were doing the kiss cam. I don't know what got over me, but while the kiss cam was on us, I impulsively dropped to my knee and proposed to her. I didn't even have a ring. LOL. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year.
Huh? Wow. That's amazing.
Also, I mean, good. You found a keeper. You didn't even need to bring a ring into the picture.
That's awesome.
Right?
The Daily Mix Show.
I bet somebody out there is brave enough to call up and try to beat you this morning, Steve Miggs. And maybe they were listening to the men's room yesterday at 540 to get the cheat sheet.
Yeah, we need someone impulsively to do it. Someone who's never done it before.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 750.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.